Welcome to the Youth Radio Podcast, the best youth-produced content online ever. This week, we decided to start off the podcast with a little experiment. Okay,
so, hello, everybody. How are we all doing today?
Good.
How about
I'm good. Like, why is the microphone out? Why are we sitting at this table?
That's me, science producer Teresa Chin, and you're listening to a meeting I recently had with some of our newsroom interns here at our Oakland studio. They're all between the ages of 14 and 18, really nice people, and they're about to take a very special type of personality test.
There was a study that was recently released, and it was based on a particular test. And this test that we're going to try taking today has to do with our opinions about ourselves, so kind of assessing ourselves. And so let's go and pass these out if we need to go.
Notice I don't actually mention the name of the test, which, as you're about to learn, is for a really good reason. It's called the Narcissism Personality Inventory, or NPI, and it's one of the more controversial assessments in social psychology. According to some people, it shows that millennials, that's today's 30 and under crowd, are more into themselves than any previous generation.
Like, you don't understand, like, I spend so much time in the mirror, like, I go out my way just to look perfect. Like, I look at so many Instagram pictures, it, like, influences me, kinda.
Now, people who believe that's true aren't just basing it on teens taking selfies or obsessing over their Instagram accounts. It comes from data collected over time. Psychologist Jean Twenge, who incidentally wrote a book about this phenomenon called Generation Me, looked at NPI scores from college freshmen over several different decades. She noticed that the average score, meaning the average level of narcissism, increased over time. But once again, our interns don't know any of this. Fun fact, narcissists are more likely to cheat at tests. So they're just trying to answer the 40-something questions on the test as best they can. And already, they're a little confused.
I'm an essentially modest person. By modest, do they mean like in the way that we dress?
Is there any way that we cannot answer some of these questions?
Yeah. Can we pick both on some of these?
You gotta read the instructions.
It would be a better place if I ruled the world.
Okay, I think we're all done. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want you guys to discuss now. What do you think that test was assessing? What do you think the test was about?
I think it's like how sure of yourself that you are. Like, they give you two options because it's like it has to be one or the other, but then like everybody's been questioning like, oh, do I do that, or like, am I that way? Also, like, just general insecurities, like, I will be a success or I'm not too concerned about success.
That last person you heard is Bianca Brooks, one of Youth Radio's interns. And like the other students, she was a little surprised when she found out what the test was really about.
Let me tell you a little bit about this test. The name of the test is the Narcissistic Personality Index.
I knew it was about being stuck up. I can tell.
This is interesting because, like,
we head to the computers, and the students enter their data into a form on a web page, which told them where they ranked compared to other people who've taken the test. There's a range, but sure enough, just like in Twenge's research, our students scored higher than the average scores teens got just a few decades ago. Their results really got them thinking.
I was surprised by my results because I'm surprised that I'm more narcissistic than 66.7 of our own generation.
I laughed at my test score. And then when I looked down and it, like, listed some of the characteristics, like, one of them was, like, vanity. Like, vanity was, like, to the max. I was like, I have vanity?
What did I get? 19 out of 40. I thought that was, like, good. And then I looked and I said I scored higher than 75%. And I was like, oh, I don't feel that I'm narcissistic. I don't want to be.
Now, before you rush to judgment, you should know that not everyone thinks this test means millennials are super selfish. For one thing, the NPI data I mentioned earlier in Dr. Twenge's study wasn't all gathered from the same place. So it's possible the higher scores were just a coincidence, not a trend. Other researchers say the test itself is flawed, that the NPI doesn't capture the normal range of narcissism you'd expect to see in a teenager. A week after our experiment, intern Bianca Brooks, you might remember her as the person who scored really high in the NPI, got a chance to chat with Dr. Daniel Lapsley, chair of psychology at Notre Dame University, who says the NPI might not be measuring what you think.
I come to think of narcissism as a kind of an adaptive thing that teenagers engage in to help them manage some of the struggles of becoming an individuated self, working on self-image, working on identity, working on, you know, self-construction, making new friends, you know. So trying to become an individuated self separate from how their parents thought of them as children. And in theories that I respect, you know, the argument is that kids, as a part of normal adjustment, puff themselves up in these narcissistic displays in order to cope with the self-image problems and self-esteem issues that might attend normal challenges of adolescence.
We had a sample in our office. Some people scored high on the NPI scale. Some people scored very low. But vanity seemed to be highest on everyone's test. Do you think that there's anything to that? Like, everyone scored very high on vanity, even people that were like, I've never been considered vain by people I know or myself.
Yeah, I'd probably score high on vanity, too. I think we all have a normal sense of self-regard. And I have to say that the term narcissism is bandied about in popular discourse. We use it as a term of abuse to apply to anyone who seems vain or overly self-regarding or exhibitionistic and the like, or anyone who seems to annoy us in those ways. We say they're narcissistic. I think they're using it in a non-technical way. And all of you at Youth Radio are probably involved in meeting the public and presenting yourself to the public, so there's a natural concern, a natural self-consciousness that revolves around the fact that you are in a line of work where public perceptions of you matter. And so that might so you'd naturally be more concerned with how you present yourself to others. That might look like vanity.
Like, Bianca? Could you tell us the difference between a narcissist, like as far as narcissistic personality disorder, and just being narcissistic, like somebody that might be narcissistic?
Having tendencies, right. So so someone who is diagnosed with a narcissistic personality disorder, they're usually very interpersonally manipulative, and they're exploitative. They show arrogance and a sense of superiority. There's usually exhibitionism involved. There's usually grandiosity. They have grandiose ideas and grandiose things about ideas about things. They're usually envious of the success of others. So their personality is organized around these things. Now, someone who has narcissistic tendencies, I guess, would be someone who who exhibits some of these on occasion. I think we all have a tendency to engage in any one of these things individually, but not pervasively, and not all the time, and it doesn't organize our personality in total.
Oh, okay.
Again, I just want to say that this is just very interesting claims to make about generations. I personally don't think that the millennials that I know, the students in my classes, my relatives, I don't think they're any narcissistic than anybody else. I was telling a joke before I came online here that if people think that young people today are narcissistic, you should meet my faculty sometimes. You know, so it's very... So everyone has some of these symptoms. Everyone does some of this some of the time. And to make broad claims about a generation on the basis of a few points on a scale that is itself highly contested, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know. Just interesting conversation.
Yeah, I also take it with a grain of salt. But maybe that's because I don't want to be narcissistic.
That's it for this week's Youth Radio podcast. You can subscribe at our site, youthradio.org, or follow us on Twitter at Youth Radio.